Relief agencies struggled to reach communities a week after Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Jamaica. The Category 5 hurricane is the strongest to hit the country since records were first kept 174 years ago, and it's tied for the strongest Atlantic hurricane to ever hit land. Farhan Haq, the deputy spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, says that over half of the nation has been affected.
The Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports that more than 1.5 million people, over half of the country's population, have been affected, facing the loss of their homes and livelihoods. OCHA tells us that infrastructure has been severely damaged. More than 130 roads have been blocked, while power and communication networks have been disrupted. Access to some western parishes remains difficult due to roads being blocked by debris as well as fuel shortages. We and our humanitarian partners continue to support the government's efforts to restore access, strengthen health surveillance, and ensure that life-saving assistance reaches those most in need.
The disruptions in aid have caused critical shortages in food and water, and Haq says hospitals have reported only having a few days left worth of supplies. Ricardo Pires of the UN International Children's Emergency Fund says that across the Caribbean, 700,000 children have been impacted by Hurricane Melissa. He lists some of the aid that has been sent.
We have allocated $1 million to support immediate emergency response. The fund will help deliver urgent assistance to children and families affected by the devastation. And we are supporting the government to reach more than 284,000 children, including with access to safe water and sanitation and hygiene and mental health support.
Nini Ikala Niman is the climate change lead for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. She attributes the hurricane to climate change. She says climate change has remained a humanitarian crisis, and Red Cross and Crescent teams are often on the ground responding to climate disasters. She says investing in early warning systems is essential in the age of climate disasters, and says it greatly reduced casualties in Jamaica.
We also know, however, that this investment in early action and preparedness for such climate-related disasters can save many lives, and we urgently need to scale this up. Just recently, we had a potent reminder of this with Hurricane Melissa, where preparedness and early action gave our teams on the ground valuable time to evacuate people out of harm's way, to provide shelter, preparation aid, and prepare communities to weather this unprecedented Category 5 hurricane. And effectively, this led to directly to saving lives.
Despite the challenges, UN officials assure that the UN is committed to providing aid to the Caribbean. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.